Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio system. I had to make sure we was up on YouTube. I'll be forgetting to put this thing back out. Appreciate y'all tuning in to the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. And special, I never did this before, but happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
it sound
Look
weird.
Look at me.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I'm pulling the Aaron Wilson.
That's right.
Hey, coach, it's my birthday, so I want to ask you. So, appreciate everybody sending love, the birthday love on the text line, on the YouTube, all that good stuff. But most importantly, man, appreciate everybody donated. All the people that donated to feed5evenmore.com. And I'm going to go through the names real quick to everybody that donated. And it started with the OG John Lopez.
Hey, now.
You donated, what's this say? 20 grand right here. You donated 20 grand. So salute to you, man. All that money.
Take away a few zeros there.
Salute to you.
Yeah, man, of course. Helping the cause.
Yeah, for sure. Salute to Angie. Salute to Work Jones, Arian. Adam, Sally, Richard, Tyler, and Peter, who recently donated. Right. So appreciate everybody. Keep it coming in. You could go to feed5evenmore.com. And this is Jalen Petrie calls right here, man. Yeah. This is his website. And he had a damn good game on Sunday.
Donate so 25 bucks per interception.
Yeah, throw in a couple more dollars, man. Yeah, that was a hell of a game. Two interceptions, man. So yeah, just appreciate all the love y'all been showing. And if you look on his website, I want to say his goal is 150,000. You ain't got to do that right now.
Yeah.
I know the OG put 20K towards this. But, yeah, man, just a little something to kind of help the goal. This is for, I guess, for the whole season. So let's try to get to that goal, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate everybody that been showing love as I continue on the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. So I've been watching a lot of random stuff on TikTok. And this one is probably one of my favorite things to watch. Every time I run across a video like this, I just stop and watch the whole thing. And it'd be like three or four parts to it. I enjoy watching the body cams of cops catching people stealing out of stores.
Oh, yeah. Or just the cameras.
Yeah, just the cameras, but specifically people that shoplift, and then they catch them and, you know, kind of catch them up out front. Be like, hey, can I see your receipt?
I didn't do anything.
Man. So this one was kind of entertaining. This was a lady in the airport who stole some glasses out of I want to say sunglass hut. So she stole some glasses and she thought she got away with it.
Yeah.
So the cops rolled up on her in the concourse somewhere. In the airport, and this is part one to this situation that happened to her.
Airport officers were dispatched to the Sunglass Hut in response to a report of a woman stealing a pair of Meta Ray-Ban glasses.
Hi, ma'am. I need to speak with you over here for a minute. I need to speak to you over here.
Okay, you can talk to me right here.
All right, that's fine. Were you at the Sunglass Hut earlier?
No, I was not.
Looks just like you. Got you on video.
You don't have me on video.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, no, we do.
Don't.
Yes, I do.
Start off wrong.
You can come and show me on camera.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
And it's the way that y'all, like, the way the officers is killing people and stuff, and protesting a better manner than
you. Yeah. Oh, brother.
Now what'd she say?
She said, it's the way y'all officers be out here killing people and stuff.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, all right, here come the excuses.
Yep.
But here's more from this lady.
I don't know what you're doing with that.
I don't get it either, but I want to show you the video because your description fits exactly. And we have you grabbing some stuff and putting in your pocket. So let's show you.
She told me to put them back, and I handed them to her.
That's fair enough. And then you'll show that dialogue when we do the video. Let's go ahead and proceed, please.
She's done.
Yeah.
She is done.
Yeah, she making all type of excuses, mm-hmm. man. And so I want to ask y'all this before I get to this next clip. What excuse do you think she's going to make going forward?
Oh.
Because now they trying to get her to go to the store so they can all watch the video together.
Mm-hmm.
What excuse do you think she's
going
to try
so
to
make?
So
she's going back to the store to watch the video, even though so she's starting to realize that they got her.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess some sort of sickness, attack, ailment like that. Like she's going to go down. She's going to go.
Oh, interesting. She's going to take a dive.
Yeah.
Did you say this was in an airport?
Yeah, this is
so
in an airport.
So she's on a flight.
She waiting for a flight.
That was going to be my excuse. It was like my flight's boarding. I have to go.
Okay, that makes more
sense.
Can't
go check the footage.
Yeah.
Well, this is where she go with her excuse.
And then I was on my way to the restroom to change my tampon, and I changed my tampon.
Well, there's a
right
wow.
down here. I live on my pen, so I want to change my
yes,
tampon.
Ma'am.
And then you guys can gladly wait right up front.
Yes.
I'm about to pee and change my tampon. Then we can go. You can wait right here until I
no, you're under investigation right now.
And
you're
that's
being
fine.
Detained.
No, and I'm
you're
bleeding.
Yeah, we have a bathroom downstairs.
Well, I'm bleeding.
We have a bathroom downstairs for you.
It's private. It won't even be anywhere.
Okay, well, go get a woman. Go get a woman, because you can't tell me I can't pee and I'm bleeding.
Don't give me
and I got
we're
blood
giving
on
you
my
a bathroom.
Hand.
We're giving you a private bathroom.
Where's
right
a
now?
Private bathroom?
I don't trust that. Let me use the bathroom where
don't
everybody
know.
Around
it's
can
right
see
here.
Me. I'm going to go use the restroom.
Right, so how can I trust you that?
Good Lord.
She said, I got to change my tampon. I'm bleeding.
She said tampon enough times.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So they said, at first they were about to let her go to the bathroom. They thought about it like, wait a minute. She might discard what she got in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they said, nah, we could go to a private, more secure bathroom.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, we can kind of get down to business.
Yeah, I'm guessing she didn't make her flight.
Yeah, it's looking like that. So now they got the lady going downstairs, I guess, to a more secure spot
mm-hmm.
to kind of talk it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to explain that they saw her on camera. She just denying it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So here's more of her trying to plead her case.
I put it back. I handed it to her.
No, we watched. We watch the video.
You can check me and everything. I don't have no glasses.
So we
and I swear to God, I wouldn't
understand.
Even. I wouldn't even risk it.
I understand.
You don't understand because
I
if
do.
You understand, you will be here.
I know, but I didn't hear you out. But you didn't let me finish. So I'm gonna give you some information. We watched the video camera. We did see you take the glasses. We did see you put in your persons, and we saw you walk out. We didn't see you go back in and give it back to her. So. My next question is, where is it? Where did you put it?
I handed them back to her.
Not according to the video. You walked out.
You can't tell me. Okay, so where is they at?
So I'm asking you, where did you put it?
I didn't put them nowhere. I gave them back to her.
Not according to the video footage.
Well, I gave them back to her.
Golly. Hey, I give her credit for sticking to her
story. Are you buying their story a little bit?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, so now I take it a step further. So now they decide to take her to the store.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, let's go to the store.
Yeah.
And that's where the scene of the crime happened.
Yeah.
Where the lady that worked at the Sunglass Hut accused her or told the cops that she stole some glasses. So they got her facing the lady and kind of, you know, checking everything out.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. When I picked those glasses up, you may have thought that I put glasses in my pocket, but I had a vape in my hand.
Well, this one got you on camera right here.
And I got the vape in my hand. You see me put something in my pocket, but it was my vape. I don't know. How can I fit anything in this bag?
You want to watch the video?
Yeah, let's go ahead and show her, because she's saying that she can explain it.
Show me putting it in my bag.
So now she's saying I was putting the vape in my bag. So you might have thought it was the glass. I put those back. Now I'm putting the vape in my pants and in my bag. So now we're going to end it right here. Now they showing her the they showed her the video, mm-hmm. and this is how it ended.
Okay, you got to go. Turn around, ma'am.
You guys, the video.
You're under arrest for theft, for shoplifting. Turn around, ma'am, please.
So I'm missing my flight?
I don't know. I don't know when your flight is, but turn around, please.
My flight is at 6:40.
Ma'am, you've been charged with shoplifting and tampering with evidence.
Okay, well, can I find my family so I can let them know?
Well, I think they know you're here, but they'll probably see you on the way out.
So am I going to jail, or can I get a ticket?
It's not.
What can I do?
Not in Chatham County. It's not a ticket. So you're all going to get booked. I hate to say it, and I'm going to be blunt as possible. Sometimes actions got consequences, and this happened to one of them. But unfortunately, hey, listen.
In Oklahoma, if it's under $1,000, they write you a ticket.
So this is not Oklahoma. This is Chatham County, Georgia. Georgia's different.
Can my brother pay some money right now before for me to not get booked in? Can he pay?
How much you want? Trying to bribe the officer? What's it?
She said, can you write me a ticket? She said, in Oklahoma, if you steal things under $1,000, they write you a ticket.
And I got to believe that's not true either.
If it is true, this sounds like a seasoned shoplifter.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Dude, now, that much for sure.
Yeah, she knows, I can steal under $1,000. I'll just get a ticket.
Yeah.
Dude, I was tuned in to that whole thing. It was just listening. It was four parts of the video, and I watched it all. So every time, it's a couple more videos that I saw, too. I'll probably play it later on, but, man, I've been so entertained by these shoplifters that try to, whenever they get caught, they just make every type of excuse. Like, wait a minute, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm all for trying to get out of something, but once you're on camera, like, you just got to give it up. I mean, I can even speak from personal experience. When I was in high school, I got in trouble for something, and we had cameras in our school, and the vice principal said, you can either take detention now, or I'll go check the cameras, and if we see you went into that room, we'll suspend you. I said, I'll take the detention.
Give me the detention.
Yeah, because I did it. You're going to see me on the camera.
Just take a plea deal. Yeah. Just take a plea. All right. Exactly.
Here you go. A plea.
Yeah. Hey, what can we do to make this a lot easier?
Because there's no, once you're on camera, there's no getting out of it. So just admit to it at that point.
The other thing that is just continues to, I know you got something else here, Figgy, but that continues to boggle my mind is who, everywhere there are cameras.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, to think you can even get away with something like this.
But the last thing, I ain't trying to steal in no airport.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the wrong place. I'm trying to, look, I don't want anybody to steal, period.
Yeah.
But I understand if it's a Target or Walmart, a big old place like that where.
It happens.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to do that in the airport, and you're trying to get home.
Yeah.
Trying to get home. So now you stuck in Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah.
Now you stuck in Georgia and you trying to get to Oklahoma, I guess, wherever you from.
And they didn't give her a ticket, I'm guessing.
Nah, man. I wouldn't give you a ticket for all the mess you've been us through.
That's
we went through all this drama.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. All we've been talking about pretty much the Baltimore Ravens and how bad they look. I felt like the Texans kind of broke the Ravens a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Because now the conversation is about fire Harbaugh is getting way louder. And here's a fan. He was live. He was actually live at the game. He was on the concourse in Baltimore. And he gave his thoughts on, I guess, the Ravens currently and how they been.
How are you feeling about the Ravens right now?
I'm pissed off. All right? I'm going to tell y'all right now, they need to fire John Harbaugh. Can you turn the camera this way? See everybody? Everybody's leaving early. Everybody's leaving early. Hey, Steve Bisciotti, I hope you're looking at this. Because until you fire John Harbaugh, this is going to keep on happening. You look at this. I've never seen this down at M&T. I've never seen this down at M&T. Fire Harbaugh tonight. He's trash. He ain't done shit. Since the Super Bowl, and I don't give him credit for that Super Bowl. That was Ray Lewis's Super Bowl. That was Ed Reed's Super Bowl. That was Bernard Pollard's Super Bowl. He got rid of all of them, and we ain't done shit since. He's trash.
God,
fire his tonight.
Tell us how you really feel
tonight. Fire him tonight. We got people with him.
Peanut gallery's weighing in.
I've never seen this before. Fire his tonight. I hate him.
Wow. By the way, I hate him.
I never heard. Look, I know a lot of Baltimore Ravens fans too, because unfortunately some of them linger around in Cleveland because they took off when the original Browns took off.
Yeah.
I never heard a Baltimore Raven fan like this, man. That ever.
Nuts. I like the peanut gallery.
Tell him,
man. That's it's crazy. I feel like the Texans kind of broke him a little bit, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ravens fans have had such a charmed existence for the last 25 years, so it's almost like all the Patriot fans too that were freaking out after Brady and when they were finally going through some down, like they're just not used to it. So when you have a down season like this with all these injuries and things are a mess and they're not going well. You know, they're just not used to losing games like this and getting blown out and allowing 30-plus points every week. So it's hard to handle.
It kind of reminds me. Remember when we was up in Boston for the Army-Navy game and just talking to some random fans? And they were just like, the Patriots are trash.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They were just trashing the Patriots. Like, you would have thought they were the Browns.
Man, we were looking at them with our mouths dropped. Like, what, do you realize how many Super Bowls you've won?
Yeah, I'm like, and then I think somebody was like, oh, they didn't win the Super Bowl since 2018 or whatever.
Oh, poor baby.
I'm like, oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Boo hoo.
Yeah.
I think our cab driver's going crazy on. I'm just like, man, look at y'all, man.
Yep.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
All right, get y'all out of here on this. I just want to send some thoughts and prayers, some T's and P's, as I like to say, to the people who are stuck in a blizzard on Mount Everest. Have you seen this?
I have.
All right, so if you guys haven't heard this story, this is the update courtesy of NBC News.
A desperate rush to rescue hundreds of hikers stuck near the world's tallest mountain. A blizzard left nearly 1,000 people trapped on Tibet's eastern slope of Mount Everest, according to Chinese state media. Freezing temperatures and heavy snow putting local villagers and rescue teams on a race against the clock. Alan Arnett is a mountaineering coach who has climbed Mount Everest.
It's going to be a massive human effort in order to reach those people.
While some have already been rescued, many still reportedly stuck at an altitude of 16,000 feet. Hiker Chen Guoshuang made it out, but some in her group still recovering from hypothermia.
That's, first of all,
scary.
It's incredibly scary. You know what's weird about Mount Everest, and you've probably seen this, it's almost becoming like a cliche. Like, there are traffic jams. You know, they have a climbing season when the weather's right, And like, it sounds like, oh, he climbed Mount Everest. Like over there, they're like, who hasn't?
Yeah.
I mean, there are hundreds of people lined up for, you know, almost every day during these things to climb Mount Everest. They have these tours now. And not that it's easy. Don't get me wrong. It's incredibly difficult. People still die up there. But it's almost like
trendy.
It's becoming like a cliche.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, when you started the story, I thought like it'd be like a group of 15. What did they say? 1,000 people? I was like, oh my gosh, it's so many stuck up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the update is, but the last time I checked, it was like 600 left stranded up there.
And that's what had me thinking about it. Like, Everest is like, again, I don't mean to downplay it in the least bit because we know it's harsh conditions, but it's become like a tourism industry.
It's jumped the shark?
It's jumped the shark. Yeah. It absolutely has jumped the shark.
Would you do something like that? Because I know your wife is a hiker.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because the cold would get. I don't want to mess with that cold of weather. Now we go on long hikes. I can't do it now. But when I was younger, you know this. I always wanted to go to the Running of the Bulls. But those days are over. I had my window in 1992 and missed it by 2 weeks or 10 days or something.
Yeah.
I was going over to cover the Barcelona Olympics. I'm like, let's do it. But the window was 2 weeks different from when I left.
Oh,
office.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, well.
Yeah.
Might have been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, could be trampled by now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Could be a little different.
That's kind of scary, man. I'm not a hiker at all, man. I did go, I want to say, I went to Joshua Tree Park.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That's my limit right there. Yeah. I'm not trying to do Mount Everest or anything.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. But again, shout out to all the people wishing me a happy birthday and all that stuff, man. Really appreciate the love. Got another donation for Corbin. Salute to Corbin.
All right.
Just made a donation. So appreciate all the love y'all been showing me today, man. It's been a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to you, and thank you to all those who have donated. By the way, I also don't get the people that do, like, maybe not the hikes, but you do, like, those mountain things on a horse. Or even like maybe somewhere kind of. I don't get that. I don't trust an animal where you're like on the edge of a cliff
and going
and
straight
stuff.
Up and stuff.
Yeah,
it's funny you mention that because watching the video of this story, it was a horse. It was a horse there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, what are y'all doing? Why do y'all think this is fun?
Yeah, I don't know what that horse is gonna do. For all I know, it might have a heart attack and drop me off the cliff. Yeah. Get out of here. On the text line, someone said, Figgy, have you noticed how Luke grabs the microphone like a rapper? I keep waiting for him to spit a hot 16 bars.
I noticed that, I think, the first time I ever worked with you, man. Before he started, he just kind of grabbed it to the side.
Yeah.
Sports world, they're all sorts of turn.
It's just habit. I don't know. I've never rapped before, and I'll never try. But
I got to write you a verse or something.
There we go. Yeah, we'll try it by the end of the week. Hey, that's Figgy's mixtape. Happens at this time each and every day, 120 here on In the Loop. When we come back, we'll put a bow on things for this Tuesday and catch up with the fellas from The Drive. Talk about that new LeBron James Hennessy commercial, I'm sure. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.